Last Letters Home features 10 U.S. families who have lost loved ones in Iraq. One family is the Whitmers of New Berlin, whose daughter Michelle was killed earlier this year. In the film, three family members take turns reading Michelle's letters back to the U.S. Michelle's twin sister Charity, who also served in Iraq, reads first.
The police station I work at is in the worst part of Baghdad. Yesterday morning, there was a drive-by in front of our station and two Iraqis were killed, shot in the head in their car.
Michelle's father, John Whitmer, reads an email he got on Father's Day of last year.
I'm doing my best. I've been a little depressed lately, but I'm trying to keep my chin up. I really miss home.
And Michelle's mother, Lori Whitmer, reads the last letter the family received.
Let's see, I went running tonight and thought about how much I miss you guys. I miss you guys and love you. And I will try to be better at writing more. Love your daughter, Michelle.
Michelle died about 10 days after writing that letter. John Whitmer says he's very happy with the way the film comes across. He says his family didn't mind sharing some private thoughts.
We felt that this was one way for Michelle to leave a legacy. We thought about future generations. It would be nice to show them something that represented Michelle's life in such a dramatic way.
The dramatic effect was obvious at a public screening of Last Letters Home last week in Milwaukee. At the end of the film, people filed out of the theater with solemn faces. Many had tears in their eyes. A woman named Dawn says the documentary gave her new thoughts about the war.
Was it really worth it? Was it really worth it? Not really.
But another woman, Pam, says the war in Iraq is necessary.
My daughter was in the same company as Michelle, and it's not choices that we want, but it's things that we have to do, and I think to keep ourselves safe.
John Whitmer says his family is trying to remain apolitical. Still, when asked if he hopes President Bush sees the film.
I hope Donald Rumsfeld sees it. I really hope that if we continue to negotiate this war, we do it in a way that supports the troops, gives them enough equipment, gets enough boots on the ground to do what needs to be done. That either we're going to do it appropriately and supporting the troops 100%, or we're going to find a way to exit gracefully.
This week, the U.S. accelerated the war in Iraq, and at least 10 American military members have died. Charity Whitmer says she's not looking forward to a sequel to Last Letters Home.
So I pray to God that there doesn't have to be any more documents like this.
HBO will show Last Letters Home several times this month. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.